number three of the program, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Nickel's CAI toll-free line. Izzy in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going right into your phone calls. We'll talk to Landon in Utah on the amp line. Hello, Landon.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Nick's here, too. What's on your mind?
I know last hour you were talking with Brian about the TSA. So
that's right, and they're just asinine rules, and how they are just—it's just security theater. It's more for show than anything else. Symbolism. It's just—it's inconveniencing us, and it's doing nothing to actually provide real security.
Well, I wanted to comment also about the how ineffective they are.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a trip to Amsterdam last March, and not to my knowledge, but I ended up bringing back some of the illicit substances back.
Ooh, whoa.
I ended up coming back through customs, and they never caught it. So
what did you bring back?
Illicit substances.
It was a little bit of marijuana and a little baggie.
A little bit of what?
Marijuana and a baggie.
Marijuana.
Oh, okay. And where'd you shove it?
Well, the night before, of course, it was my last night in Amsterdam, so I thought I'd imbibe of the little green flower as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I went through my bags because I had in Amsterdam you buy a lot of pot and you just kind of, I was trying to get rid of it. And I went through my luggage, but I ended up stuck in a shirt pocket. They never stopped me at customs. They didn't do anything. No police dogs. So, they're really ineffective. It's definitely a theater act. So
they never saw it, right?
They never saw it, no. But
your checked bag, not your carry-on?
It was in my checked bag, but when you go through customs, you have to go through the security, customs and border patrol. So
were you there when they looked at your bags? Could you see them looking
at
them?
Yes, I was.
And they just glanced in there, and, I mean, did they do any sort of cursory examination?
No, they just pretty much opened it up, put their hands in it a little bit, but they didn't, there could have been a number of things in there they could have missed, of course.
Right, that would be a cursory examination where they just look quickly, move an article or two of clothing around and zip it back up and move on. Well, that's good. I mean, you're fortunate that they didn't single you out as suspicious, because I imagine they could have given you a whole lot more attention if they'd wanted to. But, wow, was the weed really that good that you were willing to take that risk?
No, you don't understand.
I didn't actually mean to.
It was a mistake.
Oh, it was a mistake. I'm sorry. I missed that point.
Yes, it was a mistake, so.
Gotcha.
To my surprise, when I landed in Salt Lake City, I found it in my bag, and you could just imagine how scared I was, but I also laughed at the fact that I actually got it through. So.
Yeah, well,
it was a laughing matter once you had gotten through.
Of course.
Very good, Landon. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the story, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, I had some comments about Huckabee. Well, there was an article recently in the Montreal Gazette here by a bunch of scientists saying that we don't need another person, one of these Protestant dispensationalists who supports these wars in the Middle East. We don't need another Bush in the White House. And they were saying that we should have somebody who believes in evolution. And I know I just heard this comment, what you were talking about, Huckabee. And some of these Christians who believe that Jesus turned water into grape juice, which the Bible does not say. The Bible says don't practice drunkenness. It doesn't say not to drink. And there's a difference between drinking and, being a drunkard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, have this misconception, this Christianity, their view of Christianity, which is promoted as the only correct view. And then if you don't accept the pushed or the dominant view, then you're a heretic or you're a sect or you're a cult or, these derogatory views of people who don't accept the Bible according to those in power and how they push it. And, and I don't agree with Mike Huckabee and, and how they try to push this only one view of the Bible. And if anyone doesn't go along with it, they're basically an outcast,
Yeah, can you imagine what kind of laws this guy would push for if he were actually in office and as the president? I mean, imagine what he'll do to the Muslims. I mean, we've actually hypothesized that there might be some sort of roundup in the future, and he seems like just the kind of candidate who would engage in behavior like that.
Yeah, and I don't know if you ever heard of Tex Mars. I don't exactly agree with his views.
Yeah, he's a crackpot conspiracy loon.
Yeah, but I do believe that, you know, like, if you ever read the book The Two Babylons, you know, and the apostate church.
If it's his book, no, I haven't.
But it talks about this false, you know, apostate church and how the and also the three world wars. And there's another book that talks about this and how they will orchestrate the destruction of religion and how religion is being viewed as a threat to world peace by many.
Wait, are you saying that Huckabee is destroying religion?
Well, I don't know if he's just playing along, you know, with other people, you know, and trying to bring about a great, you know, plan. I don't know.
Well, we know the evangelicals want the end times to come, and they, many of them believe that they can hasten the end times by
supporting
up the Middle East. Yeah.
Yeah, like Bush talking about, you know, having peace between the Jews and the Palestinians, which many churches even teach will happen in the end times, and bring this about by putting themselves into power and into the White House and where they can bring about the end times or their interpretation of the end times.
Of course, Bill Clinton wanted peace between the Palestinians and the Jews, too, and I never got the impression that he was some kind of a weird apostate evangelical.
Good point.
Right?
Carl, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. But beside that, Mark, I mean, the fact is that many of these evangelicals, they do want to see the end times happen in their lifetime, and they're willing to put other people's lives on the line in the form of the men and women of the U.S. military in order to try to hasten that along.
There's also a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you have leaders in positions of power who believe that, who are pushing for Mideast peace, and then believe that when Mideast peace happens, then there's going to be some antichrist that emerges that we're going to have to battle in the Middle East. I'm worried about some of these people, George Bush included, because they believe that, but they're creating their own scenario. I mean, they're uniquely in a position where, through foreign policy and through wars, they can kind of convince themselves that what they're going through in the Middle East is the end of days.
Yeah, exactly. 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Yeah,
there's little difference between the evangelicals' goals and what seem to be the other politicians' goals. If you look at the differences in the presidencies of Bill Clinton and George Bush, I don't see much difference on foreign policy. I know that there's people out there that will howl that there were huge differences, but as far as I'm concerned, they both prosecuted a war that we didn't belong into.
They both bombed Iraq. Yeah.
All three of them.
But the difference is that one of them, if somebody believes and wants the end times to happen, what they're pushing for is the end of human existence on the planet. I mean, they want the end of the end of the world is what they're hoping for. And
right.
That disturbs me that we have somebody sitting on the button who's can't wait for the end of the world to come around.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. While people in search of power certainly want to aggregate as much of it to themselves as they possibly can, and that's what most politicians are about, having someone who's in search of power for the purposes of bringing the end times about might even be a little bit worse. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Kevin in Moorhead. I don't know where that is. Moorhead, North Carolina?
Kevin, Moorhead, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep,
okay.
We're about 3 hours from the Canuck border.
So what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I wanted to tell Mark I took a little offense yesterday when you guys were talking about licensures and ridiculous licensures.
Okay.
I am a veteran that is in a wheelchair with Gulf War illness, and I am of Native American heritage. And when you guys brought up about rainmakers, Mark made this joking, somewhat mocking of the rain dance.
I believe Ian actually made the mocking of the rain dance.
Oh.
But I'd have to say that I don't think that that anything that's done by anyone can make it rain from the ground, really.
Now, as a Native American, I have personally and wholeheartedly, honestly, have seen rain stop because of what they could talk about rain songs. And the Air Force in 98 said that by 2007 that they would control the rain. But the
All right, I don't want to get into this with you. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. You're claiming that people can control the weather by singing. Would love to hear more on this one. This is your show. And dancing. And they dance, too, right? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutra Medical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy them. And they include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Kevin in Moorhead is on the line with us. Now, Kevin, you you say you are of Native Indian descent, American Indian
Native
descent.
Native American, yes.
Native American descent. And
hey, I'm native to America, too.
You were offended. You were offended last night when I made a little bit of fun of the idea of rainmakers.
Right.
And I will stand by my position on this. I think the idea is silly. But you claim to have seen it in action. What was your story there?
My story was actually I was presented with a song. And I was
with a song?
Yes.
What does that mean, you were presented with it?
I was given from a other Native American a song because I was going on a venture in my wheelchair, and first of all, let me definitely clear out that as a Native American, from my teachings, that we understood that in order to call rain or to make rain go away, that you are actually stepping in the cycle of natural occurrence. Because if you call rain towards you, you are taking it from somewhere, and if you call rain away, you are taking it from somewhere. And under circumstances, it is allowed. So in my particular...
So like if the crops need watering, you can bring
exactly.
Bring
exactly.
Okay. And why were you presented with a song, and how does that work being presented with a rain dance song?
Well, because a friend of mine who was of the same tribe told me of this song, and I went, and actually this was documented in a newspaper too, in the Star Tribune, but... when I went on my journey in my wheelchair, prior to doing my journey, I was told to use this song because it was predicted of rain. And there was a witnesses at the beginning of this journey in my chair. The clouds literally parted to the north and to the south, and we had clear days the entire day when it was supposed to rain that day.
So you're saying they gave you this song because you were going to be literally traveling outdoors on your wheelchair in order to have it not rain on you?
Right.
And that's a legitimate reason to take the rain away from someone else is because you're going to be out in a wheelchair riding around?
Well, okay, if we can go even deeper into this. I have
go as deep as you want.
Okay. I have Gulf War illness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was involved with Joyce Riley. And
whoever that is. Go ahead.
Well, she's with the American Gulf War Veterans Association.
Okay.
And I rode my wheelchair 271 miles from Moorhead, Minnesota, mm-hmm. along Highway 10 to the capital of Minnesota in St. Paul for Gulf War awareness.
That's great. Now, you're saying the entire trip you had no rain?
The entire trip, when I was on the road, I did not get dropped on once.
So you didn't leave the house if it was raining?
No. No, I got up every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I see.
Got in my wheelchair, rolled. Well, some nights I was in my wheelchair till like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 11 days to go 271 miles, and then at the ending, Jesse Ventura, Paul Wellstone, and Mark Dayton were all supposed to meet me, and ironically, they were all called to Washington the day I arrived at the Capitol, but that's besides the point. But there's so many things that people, because I guess I would be considered a heathen, because I call myself a practicing Native American. That I was raised Lutheran, and I thought that was very hypocritical, and so I got involved with my Native American heritage.
So how does it happen when you're presented with this rain song? Does somebody get out in traditional American Indian regalia and shake around and do a dance, or did they put it on like a CD player? How does that work? What's the presentation like?
It was a song that I was given, and I'm a drum carrier. And I also am a pipe carrier. And when I did...
Ian's a pipe carrier, too.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to say I've been known to carry one from time to time myself.
This is the other ignorance, because, yes, I understand other people have pipes and they do what they want, but under any circumstances whatsoever, Native Americans do not smoke cannabis in their pipes.
But they do smoke salvia, right? Or is that just the Mexican Indians?
Actually, that I don't know of. I am Anishinaabe, which is northern, like the northern
woodland. I believe you, man. We're taking your word for that. But now, I still don't understand. When you say you were presented with the song, what does that mean? Does that mean someone else performed the song in front of you?
Well, no, they gave it to me. They actually wrote down the words for me because my Anishinaabe Moda is Bungi Etago, which means very little do I speak our natural language. And so he had to actually write out the vocal bowls.
So you are supposed to. So they gave you the words and you had to sing it?
Right.
Okay.
And then I was
so then dancing is not an important part, because I always thought there was a rain dance, but
right.
That's not actually important. Is that more mythological than anything else?
Not that I know of, because I'm in a wheelchair,
right.
So I couldn't
can't do much
dance
dancing.
If I wanted to.
Right.
Well, and which I do want to, but of course I can't.
Yeah.
But the Native Americans, and this is so funny, is every myth is based on some type of truth. And the whole myth of the Native Americans and the rain dance, that is because Native Americans actually do this stuff.
So what would it mean if you were to sing this song, this rain song, and you're singing it for the purposes of clearing the way to make sure there will not be any rain? What would happen if it actually rained? What would that tell you? Does that mean the gods are angry? Is there more than one god in the American Indian religion?
Well, there's one supreme deity, mm-hmm. I think you would call it.
Now, is he in charge of the rain?
That I guess I wouldn't know. He would probably, and I hate saying he because it could be a she.
So when you're singing the song, you aren't addressing it to one particular entity. You're just throwing it out there to the universe, basically.
Well, in the song, we address the Benese, and Benese is the Thunderbird. Because the Thunderbird.
So what would it mean? I'm short on time, my friend. But what would it mean if the rain came anyway after you sang the song?
If it meant to me, it meant it wasn't supposed to be, and everything is supposed to be how it's supposed to be.
So really, the rain song really wouldn't have any effect if everything's supposed to be how it's supposed to be.
Well, that I will never know, but I do know that it didn't rain for that entire trip.
How fortunate for you, sir, and congratulations on your trip. That sounds like an interesting story on its own. Thanks for the call, dude, tonight.
You bet. Have a good
night, guys. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, and they include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's WIKI. .freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the lawsuit as well. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. Since we're talking about religion, and we had Kevin on the line who claimed to be we had Kevin on the line who claimed to be a American Indian. I had no reason to disbelieve him on that. But he was taking the position that one could sing a song and have that affect the weather. And then at the end of his call, he admitted that we can't really affect anything. So it's kind of weird.
Whatever the gods want, the gods get kind of thing.
Right. So I guess the purpose of the song is to attempt to influence the gods? Is that the idea?
I would say that's likely.
To sway their whims in your favor? It's just as absurd a claim as any other religious belief.
That's where I would go with it, is that religious claims can't be substantiated, and I think that most of them are sort of nutty, but I've got some religious beliefs, and people likely think mine are nutty too, so what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, keep them to yourself and talk about them if you're asked to share, and that's what we were doing with Kevin, but
right,
just
don't
enforce them on me.
Well,
don't force me to believe as you do or to accept your values.
Right, I don't think that he has any intention of doing that.
He
called in to educate people.
No, I was just talking about religion in general and when it's okay and when it's not.
Largely, you don't have to worry about, there's only two religions in the world that we have to worry about people enforcing their opinions on others, and that's the Christians and the Muslims.
Oh, I thought you were going to say those who worship the state.
Okay.
They want to force their way on us, too.
I don't know that would be classified, in fact, as a religion, but you can call it that if you'd like.
Well, Zoe emails in, or Zoe, maybe Zoe. Anyway, the question here in the subject is religion and libertarianism, so appropriate time for this email. He or she says, how much of a conflict is there between religion and libertarianism? I'm very much in favor of freedom, and so I find myself attracted to libertarian ideas. However, it seems that a lot of proponents of a freedom agenda are also atheists, and occasionally I'll hear something that strikes me as anti-religious. I don't begrudge anyone their beliefs or lack thereof, but since I am religious, I can't attach myself to a movement that is anti-religious in nature. Is there an anti-religious element that's central to libertarian thought? I suspect the answer is no, but I'd like to hear it from an authority on the subject. And
there so we are. Yeah, authorities on libertarianism.
Right. No, we're not authorities on anything. We are authorities on our own opinions, and that's about it.
But we are all libertarians in this room.
Yes, and to that end, I would like to go around the panel here, starting with Nick. Is there an anti-religious element, in your opinion, at all, to that is central to libertarian thought?
No.
Mark?
I would say there's an anti-religious contingent within the libertarian...
Of individuals.
Right. But that wasn't the question.
It isn't the question.
It's not central.
I'm only giving, I'm only expounding a little bit. The short answer, like Nick's, is no.
I am in agreement. The concept behind liberty and libertarianism is a simple one. It has nothing to do with one's belief system in regards to religion or what deity or deities you worship or what New Age, whatever it is you're into. Liberty.
I personally am a Zoroastrian.
Liberty and libertarianism is just a simple principle that you live your life by, that most people live their lives by without even knowing that they're libertarians, for instance, and that is that you don't initiate force on people. That's it. That's all. There's nothing particularly religious or a-religious about that. It's just...
very moral.
I would say so, yes. So it has nothing to do with religion. And I agree with you, Mark, that there are definitely sects of libertarians that are certainly... against religion in the same way they are against the state, and I can understand those people, and I absolutely empathize with them, in that if you believe in the government because it's always been there, because your parents believed that government was good, because your parents indoctrinated you in that way, I see a lot of parallels between people's belief in a government and people's belief in a some sort of monotheistic or polytheistic deity. So I can certainly see some parallels there, but there's no direct link. There's no religious aspect to libertarianism. It's laissez-faire. It's leave other people alone, they'll leave you alone. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Now, Nick, are you a religious guy?
No, I'm not at all. I'm an atheist.
Okay.
But I really don't care what religion anyone does or doesn't practice.
You're not the kind of atheist like Ian that every time somebody brings up religion, you go, I'm an atheist!
The only reason I don't bring it up, I'd be more likely to bring it up in personal conversation. The only reason I don't bring it up on air is because I think some people make the correlation that there are atheists and a-religious people in the libertarian movement. And I would say there's a disproportionately large number of those people compared to the rest of
it. It's a logical movement.
Right. It's a logical
Are you
reason.
Suggesting it's illogical to be religious?
To some extent, you have to, it defies logic.
Faith.
I'm not
faith
saying,
defies logic.
But I am saying that people that believe in evolution have a faith, too.
I don't believe in either.
Illogical. I understand.
Right.
You take the easy road and say, I don't know, and damn it, you don't know either.
I don't know and I don't care is also what I say.
Right. And I'm belligerent.
But we should, it should be pointed out that I would guess a majority of libertarians have a religious preference. I haven't looked at any, I don't know if any polls have ever been done.
They do, just simply by the numbers of people that have
that religious. Are religious.
And I've met some pretty fiercely religious, I mean, we were talking about evangelicals earlier, and we were making generalization that a lot of the evangelical voters push to force their view of the world on everyone else.
Yeah.
But I know some people who I might call evangelical in the Free State Project. And
really?
Yeah, I know creationists and end times believers. They're all over the place.
True.
I'd say they're about, I don't know, on even keel with the vocal atheists or the vocal biblical literalists in this movement.
Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, is a very religious man.
Yeah, but is he an evangelical?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't evangelize.
No, but I think he's... I
don't even know if you know what evangelical means entirely. Evangelical usually means a set of beliefs of the sort of the Pentecostal type. And No, I don't know. I don't know if he believes in speaking in tongues and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the people that go to the church
but
services.
You can see some people that evangelize very heavily for the Baptists, for instance. Yeah. They're not evangelical.
By the way, the reason I bring up my atheism on the air, and I don't normally do so in person unless someone specifically is going in that direction and wants to talk about that. Now, the reason I bring it up on the air, and I can think of an instance recently, there was a lady that called in a couple nights ago who was just starting to spout off about Christianity this and Christianity that, and she was acting as though we were some sort of Christian fellows, and like this was some Christian... It's some talk show that favored Christianity in some way, and I didn't want anybody listening to get the wrong idea, so I'd just like to throw it out there on the show that, oh, okay, well, that's fine. I'm an atheist, just so you know. You know, don't presume when you call in. These people, a lot of people will call in and presume they're talking to fellow Christians, and I want to smash that belief.
Well, and to be fair, people mention God in passing a lot, not just in radio shows, but people in the public eye who are religious, especially the religious right that are vocal about it, they mention God maybe not explicitly all the time, but they'll say God bless you, they'll say mm-hmm. God willing. That's really no different than you bringing up your atheism. That's a good point. It's just that atheists are reviled in American society, in a lot of parts of American society, by the much larger, very religious contingent. A lot of people, I mean, I think it's been shown that Americans are more likely to vote for a Muslim for president than an atheist. A lot more likely.
Perhaps it's because they're belligerent.
And I'm an atheist. I don't really care what anyone else thinks. Some atheists, I think I was watching TV the other night, and the American Association of Atheists was doing something. They want prayer banned from schools completely, even voluntary prayer by students. Yeah, they're pushy. They want to ram atheism down people's throats.
Yeah, I think this neo-atheist movement of evangelizing atheism is a mistake. And
I agree. I can understand why they do it. They're pissed. I'm pissed at Christianity.
Right, they want payback. Yeah, I think they just need to leave them alone. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show Free Talk Live, only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Don't forget to join Nick on his website at freemindstv.com. You've resumed production for the 2008 year, which is excellent news, by the way. After taking a few weeks off.
We have, and we have some footage of interviews we did at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So if you haven't gotten enough New Hampshire Liberty Forum content yet, you can go to our website and check out our latest episode. And we've got Jim Babka from Downsize DC in there, and we've got some other interviews as well.
So. Right, so you've got more coming in the upcoming
episodes.
We've
got more, yep, we do.
And you're going to launch your new audio podcast this year as well, right?
Yes, we are. Supposedly, the equipment is in the mail. So
it's been in the mail for a couple of weeks now.
It's been back-ordered and not shipped. It just recently got shipped.
Where did you order from? Broadcast Supply World?
I don't even... CBCTechnical.com.
Okay.
Some whatever website Google had is the cheapest. Price. So that could explain why it's taking so long, because we shot by price.
Hopefully it will get there. That's the important thing. So Free Minds TV doing great work in the world of liberty and television, and now moving into radio as well, which is fantastic. So we were just talking a moment ago about atheists and this, for lack of a better term, I don't know if this is what they're calling themselves, but neo-atheist movement, where the atheists are now pissed off to the point where they're starting to go out and shove atheism down people's throats, which I think is a big mistake. I can understand their mentality. I can empathize with how they're feeling, but it just doesn't seem to be a wise position.
Well, I can't really empathize with how they're feeling. I would rather be with somebody who believes that the end times are coming, who doesn't want to force their religion or non-religion on anyone, than have someone who be with someone who agrees with me but wants to force.
I don't empathize with wanting to force people to do things, but I empathize with how I empathize with their feelings that are behind it. Like, well, you know, we had this religion shoved down our throats, so we're going to pay you back. Not to say I would ever engage in something like that, but
I went to a Christian school, and,
like religious revenge.
Went to I went to church every Sunday. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. I was a Sunday school teacher. And, you know, I was sort of hurt by Christianity. It's painful stuff, the guilt and all that other crap that goes with it. And so I'm mad at, like, the religion of Christianity.
Well, payback.
And if somebody wants to then tell me about it, I get a little cranky, you know?
Yeah, but you haven't gone so far as to actually evangelize atheism to people.
However, if you do come to my door and want to talk about religion, I will invite you in, and I will throw everything in the book I've got at you.
Well, that's fair. They came to you at that point.
Yeah.
I,
I guess I don't have that because I didn't have religion really forced on me as a kid. So I mean, we went to church sometimes, but I didn't have any resentment, and I don't really understand why atheists, some of them, are so angry. Because to me, it's just I don't believe in a god. And
I don't know.
Just
maybe
a personal This is what I think of the world.
I don't know why they're so angry either. I remember being an angry teenager, and I can try to flash back for a moment to how I was feeling at that point. Perhaps they're angry because they feel as though they wasted all of those hours of their life in church. I don't know. That's just, I'm going out on a limb there. Angry atheist? Call in and give us your reasons. 800-259-9231.
Well, I guess in my mid-teens when I was in high school, there was a period I went through where I was a little bit more militant and a little bit more vocally opposed to religion, but at this point, I don't...
Yeah, I have that phase, too.
I don't really care. I think it's a little bit silly, and I think people who really, you know, they're militants about religion, I think in some cases they're dangerous, but, you know, it doesn't really bother me that people have weird religious beliefs or that they think I'm going to burn in hell. That doesn't really offend me.
I'm not saying here that I think atheists should stay in the closet. I'm not saying that. What I'm pointing out here is that I think that atheists that want to be sort of active atheists shouldn't be the types that you were talking about earlier, Nick, and proposing to ban prayer or, you know, proposing the reverse, the atheist versions of what the religious people want to force on, many of the religious people that do want to force their way on others, proposing the reverse of that. That's not right. I think that if an atheist wants to get active in favor of atheism, there are some more productive, healthy ways to do that, like, and this isn't something I want to do, but just some suggestions. Maybe, for instance, helping other atheists come out of the closet. There are guides, for instance, online that will give basically different levels of outness as far as who you talk to, who you admit that you're an atheist to, whether it's you're just admitting it to your closest friends, your confidant, to the people at work, to your family. So these different levels and how to handle that. Because I think that's important. I think it's important to help people deal with the realities of being an atheist in America, especially in places like the breadbasket, where some people aren't just not going to be friendly toward you. I think helping atheists understand and deal with that is an important thing to do. I think also representing atheists is important as well in the media and in discussions on the internet. So being a vocally atheist is fine. Being out there as an atheist is fine, but shoving the viewpoint down others' throats, not appropriate at all.
So you don't think that it seems to me just about any chance you get the opportunity on the show to say, I'm an atheist, you say, I'm an atheist.
It's usually when some religious person is on the air pandering toward religion.
Well, sometimes...
And presuming that I am one of them.
Someone will say, I'll pray for you, or God bless you guys, or something like that, and you'll jump in with it. And that seems a little, to me, a little strident.
Well, no, I agree with what Nick said earlier. They're flashing their religion. Why is it inappropriate for me to flash back?
I don't think God bless you or wishing someone Godspeed is entirely flashing religion.
It totally is. It's very subtle.
If someone says they'll pray for you, that bothers me.
More so. As far as I'm concerned, praying is well-wishing. Thanks for the well wishes.
If you want to pray, but I generally tell people, save it for someone who cares.
Yeah. Well,
for someone you can help.
Right. Sometimes someone will say, God bless you, and I'll say, no, he doesn't bless me. Something like that. Something flippant offhand.
Yeah.
If you want to toss it back, sometimes I think that's okay. But I get the feeling from a lot of atheists and a lot of atheist organizations, they're very angry,
mm-hmm.
and they really care about what other people think, and I'm not really feeling that. They're very convinced that, you know, religion's a terrible disease, and I really don't think it is. I think it's a little silly. I think
organized religion
cope.
Is dangerous. I think organized
right.
religion is a bad thing, personally.
It's not for me, but...
No, it's not for me, but I can see that it does damage to people in some ways, and, I'm not going to pick out any particular organized religions to pick on, but I think
the holiness movement in Christianity is messed up crap.
I don't know what that is.
Well, thank God.
Is that the evangelical?
By the way, that's not me shoving my religion down your throat.
Right, that's more of a colloquialism than anything else, Mark.
Oh, that's a colloquialism, but I'll pray for you isn't, or God bless you isn't?
Well, it is a colloquialism, but if you said praise be to God, that would be the same thing.
Do it in Old English. But people think that you have to pray in Old English. That cracks me up.
Right, but it is the exact same thing you're saying. It's the fact is that thank God is just, I mean, I say it.
Do you beat yourself up when you say it?
No.
What am I saying?
It's a colloquialism.
Yeah.
Goodbye is God be with
God
you.
Be with you. Yeah. Adios.
Yeah.
Be with God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. It's part of the language.
You can't get rid of it. Holiday. Holy day, right?
It's part of the language. It's part of the human experience. I mean, it's a word. It doesn't really bother me.
I think one of the reasons maybe atheists might be angry, many of them, is because they feel hated. And I can see that would make someone angry. I mean, if they've been raised around people who are so intolerant of atheists, and they're immersed in that culture, and they're surrounded by people like that, I could definitely see where the resentment and the anger would come from there. I luckily was not raised in that way. I like you, Nick, had parents that went to church, you know, every other week or every 3 weeks. Something like that. There, I didn't have any God stuff posted around the house. You know, it wasn't one of those houses where you go into the bathroom and there's 15 different tchotchkes with Bible verses on it. I didn't have that that sort of raising. And I could understand that if someone was immersed in that culture and that mentality, so just with people that with that mentality surrounding them, that if they came out as an atheist, they would be hated. And I could see. And they'd be rejected by the people that had loved them up until that point. I could see how they would be angry and jaded.
Yeah, I can see that some people would be reaction, and not just necessarily that, you know, they were atheists, but if they're more progressive, say in the Bible Belt, or if they're homosexual, I can see how that breeds a lot of resentment towards Christianity if they feel like they're being judged. But by the same token, if we have atheists going out there representing atheists as people who judge you for believing, that's going to do the same thing. I mean, it breeds the same resentment. I just don't think atheists should go down the same road that religious crusaders went down.
Absolutely with you on that one. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night online. You can join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll get to the secession thing tomorrow.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We at the